Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Bandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me is the wonderful, the hilarious, the onion-loving Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Roast Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Benjoom.
How are you doing?
So good. How's it going over there?
It's going well. I have my nice tall glass of coffee, iced coffee, and I'm like ready to tear into it, tear into Below Deck Med. But I also want to say that we have revamped our Watch What Crappens website. So go take a look at it because you might find something there that you like. So that's watchwhatcrappens.com for your viewing pleasure.
Yes, everybody. It looks so good, Ben. Little Easter eggs all over there for y'all.
Little Easter eggs.
Go look through.
So why don't we start talking about some Below Deck Med, shall we?
Yeah, let's just jump into Below Deck.
Just jump in with Wild Abandon, right?
Huge episode.
Huge.
I like that they the previews for this episode were like 4 out of 5 countries use onions in their base. That's so this show.
Yeah.
It's the great onion episode of Below Deck Med.
Finally, at last. Shallots. Be they shallots. Or scallions, or just
even their
onions.
Yeah, even their previously are so Below Deck Med. It's like previously, for your main course, you have a sea bass. And everyone's like, whoa!
Really knocked the socks off of the Naked News crew there, huh?
Hi, I'm a Naked News lady. And today we have sea bulls. Line, what is it?
Sea bass.
Okay, let's do it again.
So we start off the episode literally where we left off with Adam and Malia kissing in the corner because they're all drunk. They've had a night out. They're kissing in the corner while Bugs is simultaneously telling Wiz, you know, I think that you and Malia have a great future. I don't think it's something that's going to turn sour quickly.
I think it's a good thing. You seem to get along so well.
And he's like, yes, but this is the first time I've ever gone against rules. I've never done this, but I'm going to be a rebel. What would Daddy say?
I remember one time when I was a little kid, we rented Ghostbusters, and when it was over, I was like, be kind, rewind. And my friends were like, no, let's be crazy, let's not rewind. And so we didn't rewind, but what I never told my friends is that behind their backs, I rewound it.
I can't go through life being unkind.
By the way, are you seeing Lisa Vanderpump in his face now, that I've said it?
Yes, now I can't stop seeing it. I cannot stop seeing her face, so thanks.
Wes has Vanderpump face.
So, Adam has Malia cornered still, and she's like, I should go. And he's like,
too late, baby.
Like, oh, God, way to make it less rapey.
Chef Adam. Always knows right, huh? You stupid slut. I'm talking about myself.
She's like, I've got to go. And he goes,
I'll be thinking of you.
I'll be thinking of you and not our guest specific requests.
So, and then Bugs is still giving Wes advice on what to do with Malia and what to do with his heart. And Adam is just like walking by in the background. He's just come from kissing her. It's so awkward.
And everyone's wasted. Yeah. And Max is shirtless. God knows what he's saying. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
He's like
when he's sober, and now he's drunk, running around shirtless. And Malia goes through, and he comes through while he's hanging out with Lauren, and he goes, "Hey, you're like Heath Ledger, the Joker. Not even trying to hide it. Come on, Heath Ledger. Come on, Heath.
What put on mean? A kettle."
What does that mean? The Joker is like a terrorist in that movie. What the hell's happening?
I think maybe it's
because
her lips were red and smudged.
Oh, thank you.
But I only got that now when you said it. When I was watching
that,
I was like, I have
no
idea what's
happening.
That is so.
How did I not know? Because the next segment is all about her lipstick being smeared.
Yeah.
And then Bobby, of course, this is his reaction to everything. He goes, "Oh, I guess any shot I had is gone."
The little alien mouth recedes into his big mouth.
So Laura's like, Lauren runs to Hannah and she's like, "Oh my God, Hannah, Malia has lipstick all over her face." And Malia hears and goes, "Really, Lauren?
Really?
She's like, "I don't want gossip to exist, okay?" So she goes up to, Lauren, who's wasted in her bunk with a beer.
Yeah.
And she's like, Lauren, if you have something to say to me, you can say it to my face." And she goes, "Why?" "Okay, now what did you do with those guys? What did you do with them?" And she goes, lady never tells.
Yeah.
And Lauren's like, "I'm with you. High five."
She goes, "I like that. Respect." And Malia's like, "No." She's like, "Okay." And she runs her hand through her hair. I like that Malia says a lady never tells on the heels of her 20 minutes ago telling everyone, "Guys, Wes just kissed me." So now Malia
a lady
just
never tells about the second one in a row. Maybe she just didn't get to finish her sentence.
A lady never tells when she shamefully kisses a guy who lives in a van. That's why she doesn't tell. She's like, "I just kissed a guy who lives in a van. I'm gonna try to keep this under wraps as long as possible." Ah, shit, it's out. So now Malia's being a bitch to Lauren for talking to Hannah. And she's like, "Listen, man." She's like, "You know, like, when you gossip to people, we're going to get off on the wrong side of the bed." I was like, okay, wrong foot, wrong bed, whatever.
But there's so then, only one side. Those beds are so tiny.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
like, you can't even get out of the wrong side of the bed. Like, there's only one size and one exit.
So then Lauren, who, like, moments ago was like, "Yeah, I like that girl power," goes, "Well, if you don't want anyone to know, just take off your makeup in your own room."
Yeah, she's like, "Now the Hulk comes out and calls me passive-aggressive." And then she's telling her, "If you don't want anyone to know, maybe wipe off your lipstick before you make out with everybody on the boat." And yeah. Malia's like, "Say it again." And she goes, don't worry, girl. They're both yours. You can have them.
"If you don't want people to know, why don't you take off your invisible veil of sluttiness behind closed doors, okay?"
And then Lauren starts running around the boat with red lipstick, going,
"Ooh, I got red lipstick! Yeah, red lipstick!"
Well, because Lauren found Adam with Lauren goes up to Adam, and Adam has like the red lipstick still smeared on his face because it's like Malia spit. And so Lauren's like, "You have red lipstick on your face. You have red lipstick. Oh my God, Malia, I found the red lipstick. I found the red lipstick." And then Lauren,
I'm so glad you're clarifying. It was not only that this was a dumb night for me. It's that there's so much going on this show. I never know what I'm supposed to be writing it down. So I'm writing down everything. And sometimes I don't know. I just wrote Lauren running around saying red lipstick. Ooh.
No,
so I was like, how would that happen?
She saw it on Adam. So she put the pieces together. She's, you know, like Sherlock Holmes down there. And so that now that she's going on being like, "Oh, my God, I found the red lipstick." Now Malia's mad even more. So they like have a confrontation about, you know, Lauren going around talking about the lipstick and the making out. And then Lauren goes, "Well, now the whole crew knows. And that's your problem, not mine." Malia's like, "It's not a problem." She's like, "It's kind of an issue because it's going to be drama."
Yeah, she's like, "You better pick one because it's going to be drama."
Like, you're the
and
one
she goes,
the
"By
drama.
The way, I don't want either one of them." And Malia says, "Well, I'm not asking your permission." And she goes, "Well, look, all I'm saying is that you need to say it to my face, okay, Lauren?" And Lauren goes, "I would have, but you weren't there when I said it, so."
And then somehow she winds up storming out and being like, it's all my fault again.
That I'm stealing this. For whenever someone says, "Stop talking behind my back," I'll say, "I would have said it to your face, but you weren't there."
Yeah. So then Malia storms in. Like, so now Wes is still having a moment with Bugs up in that living room area. And Malia comes by and is like, "Well, guess what? Wes, you and Adam both kissed me tonight." And it was like,
You know what? It felt like a really bad off-Broadway play where all the secrets come out, but no one really cares.
I know. Malia doesn't even wait for an act break. She's like, guess what, everyone? I kissed Wes and Adam tonight, okay? Everybody happy? It's like, wait, this needs to last 3 hours. We charged people $150 a seat for this, okay, Malia?
Can we get Wendy Wasserstein to do a rewrite on this, please? Thank you.
So Hannah's like, what's going on? And Lauren's like, well, how about Malia tells us? Go on, Malia. And so she, you know, fesses up. And then Wes is like,
yeah,
I really like Malia. And I've never done this before, broken the rules like this. And we had a very special moment. But now that I see this special moment was had with someone else right up after, it makes me feel bad. I broke the rules for the first time ever.
This is what I like, get.
He goes home. He goes into his top bunk with Adam on the bottom to like cry and like maybe touch himself sadly.
And meanwhile, Lauren and Malia are still bickering, and Lauren's like, maybe you don't know standards, but you don't make out with two guys sharing a bunk. It's just not a good look.
I'm like, yeah.
Why don't you blame the guys? How about you blame the guys for making out with the same girl?
I know yachts, okay, but this is your first yacht, so here's the standards. Like, oh, you're only supposed to not make out with two people who know each other when you're on a yacht. Listen, otherwise, it's fine.
I have the new Lil Yachty CD, so like, I think I know a thing or two about yachts and like standards. So like, it's your problem, not mine, but it's all my fault. So like, whatever.
It's this huge drunken drama, and every time they're having a confrontation, it's in a different part of the boat. It's like it just keeps going all night, yeah. You know? And then they cut to Max and Bobby's room, and Bobby's just lying there in bed waiting for someone to see what he thinks. And Max is asleep, I guess, with like a bed of bottle of aspirin or something, and like starts snoring and just drops it on Bobby's head.
He flops his hand over onto like a shelf or whatever. The thing falls, and Bobby just laughs. And I was like, this is what I love about this show too. They find this random shit. Like, who even knew that existed? Who was watching the late night footage of Max and Bobby and saw that, you know?
That's what they do. Remember last year we used to get like Emil? It was like Emil's boner. Oh, Emil's jerking off because he thinks no one can see him in night vision.
Emil looks a lot like my friend Diana.
Don't start with me. Stop making me see other people in these people. I'm already seeing Lisa Vanderpump.
This is like that. It's like Japanese mysticism, like two faces to every person. I don't even know if that's a thing. I could be just promoting a totally incorrect mysticism, but I'm going to go with it. So anyway, next morning, Bugsy brings water to Lauren. Lauren's like lying in the, like she went to sleep in like one of the master bedrooms or something like that, because she didn't want to be in the same room with Malia. And so this is when Bugsy finds out about all the shit that happened and about Adam making out with Malia. And, you know, did Wiz know that Malia made out with Wiz? But now Bugsy feels, I feel awful because I was encouraging Wiz. I feel awful right now.
It's my fault he's going for it. I told him, go for it. And he said, no, it's like the time we went to see a PG-13 movie when he was 12 and he had to leave. I can't believe I've made him feel that way again.
Always count on Bugs. More like, always don't count on Bugs, if you know what I'm saying.
So Wes and Adam see each other, and Wes is like, I just thought you should know we both kissed the same girl last night. And he's like, oh, really? Really? Whoa. Come on now.
Meanwhile, Captain Sandy is making herself a little breakfast taco. A little breakfast taco because I'm well rested. It's got some eggs and bacon and a little taco, and I'm just going to enjoy it right here. And Lauren's like, Captain Sandy, you were missed. You were missed.
Oh, like, yeah. Did you guys have fun? It looks like you got some rest, so that's good. Good job, guys. And she's like, well, yeah, we just wanted you to know. Okay. And then walks out.
Shut up, Lauren. By the way, oh wait, I do have to say this though. Lauren is kind of funny because someone tweeted at us and was like, "You know what? I hate Lauren. She's just such a drama queen." And I think he's tweeted at only us, and I think she read it and she replied back with like a bunch of crown emojis. And he's like, okay, never mind. I thought it was like, but I actually thought it was like a really good way of handling that. You know, I mean, because it wasn't like a trolling by the person or by Lauren, but I was like, you know what? She has a sense of humor. I was like, you know what? Good for you, Lauren. You have a good sense of emoji humor.
She's like, hey, Captain, did your breakfast taco taste like lipstick? Malia's did. Okay, bye. I'm going to go iron.
Like, you just back. Don't do that, Captain. You don't put bacon and eggs in the same taco. Otherwise, you can have drama. I don't know. I mean, maybe I just have standards. Whatever. It's all my fault.
And Malia says, oh, my God. I feel like I made out with my boss at a Christmas party and his roommate. I'm like, you did. That's why you feel like that. Because that's exactly what you did. And so they show Adam in the meantime. There's like drama music playing. Like literally nothing dramatic is happening. There's dramatic music. And they show the chef looking all shifty, as van livers often do. He's all shifty in the laundry room, like, and I rewound 3 times to see what he was getting. It was a towel. It was a towel, okay.
It's true.
So on the deck, Bobby's giving everyone shit. He's like, what'd I miss? Yeah. She's like, nothing. We all went to bed. And he's like, not what I heard. And Chef Adam's like, come on, guys, let's group hug.
So then, like, Adam, Wes, and Malia have a group hug, which is the only reason why I felt bad is because you can tell Wes is, like, falling in love with Malia. So, you know, he's like, yeah, I'll play it off. I'll play it off as a cool. I'm, like, cool as a cucumber. You know, I broke a rule. It's all right. But I've never been corrupted by love. I don't know if I could ever go back. But it's okay. I'll just laugh it off.
So, it's forbidden love. Who am I not to get upset? It's forbidden love. Rules are made for a reason.
You know, there's a reason why I still haven't tried forbidden chocolate. It's forbidden.
There's a reason I'll never go on that banana. Mom and Dad said no banana.
I'll never go to Beijing because it's the forbidden city.
I like that Malia's response to all this. She goes, well, at least I didn't make out with Bobby.
Yeah. And they cut to Bobby being like, burp, burp, burp.
So it's time for the client meeting.
Yay.
The captain's like, all right, guys, everyone come up to the captain's place. Now, today's guests are Amber and Kim Nabatny.
Which I love that name because it always makes me think of Election, because the woman who lives next door in Election is named Linda Novotny, I think. And so I think it's like the most perfect Midwest name. So when they say Amber and Ken Novotny are coming on board, I just feel so perfectly Midwestern to me.
It makes me feel it reminds me of botany.
Botany?
Yeah, it's like a dyslexic person spelling botany.
Novotny. That too. Could be that too.
Which is basically me.
I mean, the thing is this. There's so many layers to what's going on with these people, you know? It's just the beginning right here. All we do know is, listen, don't run out of vodka because they love drinking their vodka. And on top of that, like,
oh, I know them from last season. What an honor. It's an honor when guests return. And then it's a clip of the guy going, hey, yeah, guess what rattlesnakes and condoms have in common? They're things I don't deal with.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. I somehow missed that flashback, and I forgot about that moment.
And it's like, they're the couple with the infamous hot tub threesome. I hope this year they step it up and have an orgy.
So they request a lot of vodka, and they want to do a Water Toys obstacle course. And I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but the combination of don't run out of vodka and Water Toys obstacle course just sounds like a recipe for drowning.
Yeah, and a lot of peeing in the ocean.
Yeah, a lot of that. All the starfish better clear out, because that is not going to be a good habitat for you.
Yeah, so their request sheet was only that, and then 4 guests have written no onions.
Dun,
four.
Dun, dun.
Four guests have written no onions, okay?
Now, here's the thing. I get the no onion thing. I have a friend who does not eat onions, etc. And there are people who are allergic to onions or whatever. So I get that. And I think that's actually a more reasonable request than some of the other things that people request. Like, I only eat raw, this or that. You know, like, you know, those are like, you know, no onions. I get it and I accept it. Now, of course, I famously have. There's a garlic issue that I once voiced where I have a friend who does not eat garlic. And it's when you're the chef, it's annoying because you have to work around it. But I don't think it's unreasonable.
Well, a dinner party is one thing. A yacht that you're a luxury yacht that you're paying out the ass for is totally different.
Yeah.
Of course he's supposed to do it.
And
you don't get to
request.
Just say when you don't feel like doing it, or they're assholes, so you're not going to do it.
And also, by the way, if the onion thing is an issue of like if it's an allergy, then obviously no onions. But obviously, as we all know, onions are used as the base of flavorings for a lot of things. But they sort of, you know, they're like in soups or whatever, they get pureed and they get lost in the mix. And that's probably fine. I think they probably just don't want, like, visible onions, right? They don't want to see the onions. They don't want to see
They don't want onions. You don't make onions. Make yes. them a steak and a potato. And then the next night, a chicken. And some green beans.
You know,
like,
Ronnie,
what the
you speak
fuck?
The truth. You know what? You
I mean,
speak the
it's
truth
not
so
that
clearly.
Hard, you know?
It's called, like, it's like, yes, some fish with, like, lemon and, you know.
Yeah, people are pain in the ass. I mean, just because I've worked in a restaurant for forever, so if they don't want onions, just give them something else. They know that they're going to have, like, plain food.
Yeah.
They know they're not going to get, like, ratatouille. Or what did he end up making them? I guess we'll get to that later. Yeah, but he made them something that is, like,
his grits
okay,
shrimp
ingredients.
Grits.
Onions, and onions. With did onion they... powder and onion. Pearl onions.
Did they, then... I mean, did they request... This is jumping ahead a little bit, but did they make a specific request for, like, a Southern dinner? I don't remember hearing that, but maybe
no,
they
he's doing it because they're, like, country, you know?
Because they had, like, a whole sort of, like... Hits. They had, like, a sort of, like, a Louisiana thing going on because they had, like, the purple sort of Mardi Gras tablescape. Anyway, we'll get to that. But, yes, it's not... Compared to the other dietary requests, I don't think no onions is the worst thing in the world. At least it wasn't like this person can eat fish and this person has to be raw and this person's gluten-free and this person's vegan. It's just four people don't want onions.
Yeah, so give them a salad without onions, some balsamic vinegar, and a steak and a potato. Done. Why do
lobster
I have to teach
tail.
You everything?
You know what? Yeah. Lobster tail.
Exactly.
With like a slaw.
Yeah. He's like, so last week he's so excited to just be able to make a fish. And this week he's like, make just a fish. Blah. He's just an asshole control freak.
Yeah, he's
so Max bet down on the bed on the bed. Down on the bed. Yeah. Down on the deck. Max is talking about the little triangle and Bobby's like, I wonder who's next in line, Malia. Oh. She's like, well, that's a shitty thing to say. And he's like, well, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little jealous because I looked at her first.
Bobby, you can't make those jokes when we're still, you know, basking in the glory of Wonder Woman. Okay, this is not the time for that. All right. Women first.
He's like, well, I didn't try and like date rapey kiss somebody. So I like that that's his. He's like, darn, I should have date rapey kiss somebody. Then I would have been second in line. Then someone else would have been third.
She was asking for it. So,
To stop.
Don't slut shame your coworkers. Don't slut shame people in general, okay? She's allowed to kiss two guys. Because to be fair, Wes kind of, like, she wasn't into the Wes kiss, okay? Wes kind of went at her with an aggressive
So did
grip.
Adam.
Yeah.
He had her cornered in a goddamn corner of a yacht. Like, what was she going to do?
Well,
now, I was actually proud of her for not coming. You know, because everybody changes her in the morning. And I was proud of her being like, yeah, I made out with two dudes. I don't owe anybody an apology. Good for you, girl.
Yeah, she doesn't owe anyone an apology. She's allowed to make out with whoever she wants. I don't know if she was into the Adam one or not. It sort of seemed like she was. But the point is this. It's not, like, to say get in line, that's shitty.
It's shitty. Of course, it's fucking Bobby.
Yeah.
Even when he's trying to be shitty. I mean, trying to be charming, he's shitty.
Yeah.
So the slide, the trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to get all these toys have rested for a while under the yacht, and we're going to pull them all out. And Wes is like, the slide is my kryptonite. It's heavy. It takes up space. There's
it breaks all the rules of gravity.
Deflating it. You put it in water, it won't float until it's blown up. Gravity's not liking that one.
The number one rule of yachting is don't jump overboard. And then here comes the slide that says, come on, jump overboard. What am I supposed to do? It breaks the rules.
So then everyone's sober now, obviously. So Lauren comes up to Malia and she's like, Malia, can I get a hug? Hugs. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And she's like, well, you know, look, I got defensive because I'm just not that type of girl. And she's like, look. Everyone's had those nights. You drink too much. You say things you don't mean. You make out with everybody that passes you on the boat. You know.
You reveal the inner slut that we always knew you would be. We all have those nights. It's okay. You lose the respect of all your coworkers. It happens.
You start a sex for sale business on eBay and code words. You know, like typical normal Friday night.
Sometimes, you know, you just have to call it when you see it. Like, for instance, when I saw that musical Guys and Dolls and Adelaide said, "I'm just a girl who can't say no," you know what I did? I yelled out from the audience, "Slut!" It felt great. I mean, I got kicked out, but whatever.
To be fair, I didn't do it until she danced with the second guy.
Listen, if you're going to date a gangster, you have to know what you're going to get involved with, okay? It's not my fault, not my problem.
So in the boat, they're watching everybody laugh outside, and Hannah's telling Chef Adam, "You know, I feel bad for Wes. Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. It's the first time he's ever hooked up with someone on a yacht." And he's like, Adam's basically just getting pissed, and he's like, "Yeah, well, he's got good taste."
Yeah,
something like that.
And he's like, "Well, he basically is like, yeah, he's saying stuff like that." Sorry, you do it because I forgot the detail. Because essentially, it was something like, he was like, "Yeah, well, she's mine," essentially, and
something
then,
like he's hot, like, "She's hot. Of course, he likes her." And she says, "Well, it's more than that for him, honey." And he's like, "Well, what do you want me to find him another chick to make out with? Because I can find him another chick."
That's right. That's right.
And she goes, "Oh, instead of give the one back that he found."
Yeah, she basically was like he was interested in her first, so he gets to keep her. But then, which is also not totally rational, you know. It's they're acting as, again, like Malia's a pool noodle. You know, it should be just more like, actually, Malia should choose who she likes, okay?
Yeah, I hate when you're at a bar, like, with your friends, and someone says, "That guy's cute." And you're like, "Oh, my God, that guy is cute. I saw him first." So yeah. What? Yeah. We're in a bar. Okay, I'm going to walk in and just look at everybody and say they're all cute. So you can't hook up with anybody tonight,
Gosh,
you fucking asshole.
You're shipping it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend who does that all the time. It's like, you saw them first. Don't they have to like you? Like, you have to make an effort. You can't just stand here and then tell everybody else no because you saw them first.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Well, either way, Adam, when Hannah's like, "Well, why don't you give Beck what Wes got first?" And then Adam's like, "She's mine." I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm staking my claim. I'm staking my claim on that one. And then the best part of this is like, "Yeah, not going to happen. Staking my claim." And he's walking with a trash bag on his back. Full.
I didn't know.
So now he's getting trash juice all over his back. Who takes out the trash like that when you're a chef, especially?
Now,
gross.
Yeah, there is something sexy about a man who's like, "I'm singling you out. You're gonna be mine." You know, there is that manly thing about it, but there's also,
well, when
it's
you're
all
not
about
the most obvious pick. You know, like, if I'm in a bar and someone zeroes me out and it's like, "I'm gonna make you mine," that's flattering. When you're Malia, the hottest girl in the bar, and everybody's doing that. Right. That's how guys are. They're predatory and they're aggressive, you know? And, like, you don't get to just pick your bone. You fucking men. Like, what year is this?
I mean, there's a way to do it where it comes off as chivalrous and manly and sexy. And there's a way when you do it which just makes someone feel like an object that's just being tossed around, a chew toy, you know? And Adam sort of does the latter with his trash bag leaking juice on his back. And meanwhile, Wes is like, "Well, you know, it's her choice. She'll choose what she wants to do." I'm like, oh, Wes is so sweet with his Vanderpump face.
Yeah, especially that he said, "It sucks and it hurts, but it's her decision." It's like, oh.
Rules are rules.
And Bugsy's like, "This is my fault." And he goes, "Well, there's rules for reasons." Oh, Wes.
He does. He literally says that. There's rules for reasons and reasons for rules. You know what I'm saying? So the guests
arrive.
Oh,
no, listen to this.
What?
House. Sidekicks talk Bianca while she texts in front of them. Jermaine wearing an orange jumpsuit. Emily, "I want to know who it is at this juncture. I skipped into invite only notes."
Oh, I'm so confused. I was like, why are we going into invite only Cabo? Did the yacht make a left turn?
Okay. Thankfully, I only did it for a couple of scenes. Okay.
Well,
so now
okay.
The guest lineup, right?
So the guests arrive. Bobby's like, "I love these guys. They're awesome." I
was like, "Oh." And country music playing. It's like,
welcome to the
kick it up. It's beer night.
The Novotny's have arrived. So, they go on the tour, the usual tour. I love how they give us a tour every single episode. It's totally unnecessary, and yet I enjoy it every single time. And then Sandy, so I love this. So Captain Sandy has a few tricks up her sleeve. She's like, "All right, Wes, looks like you are well rested from last night, and I like to reward people who get their nap times in.
So you know what? I want to have you take the boat out of the dock. Do you want to do that? He's like, oh, that's wonderful. I'd love to do that. That's a great honor. And he's all excited because he's going to get to take the boat, take the yacht out of the dock. And then Sandy's like, huh. He thinks it's exciting, but it's really, it's a little selfish on my part. I'm like a little sneaky Branzino because I want him to see how tricky it is to take a boat out of the dock. And then he'll know not to let that stern line in that goddamn water again. You know what I'm saying?
He can see it, then he's gonna know not to let that fucking thing in the water. I like Captain Sandy's like sudden anger. I hope it comes back. So the main guest
I just have to say one other thing, which is that for some reason I really enjoyed it when they were backing out the boat, you know, and Wes is like, all right, let's go forward, and they're like, I'm wrong direction, you want to go backwards, all right, let's try it again there, Wes. He's like, all right, let's backwards. But then there was some device and she's like, all right Wes, now watch, click, then click. All right? Why don't you give it a try? Click, then click.
He's like, click, then click. Good job, Wes. And Malia's like, I have to say, that's really sexy. Yeah. Was it the double clicking or the taking orders? What was it?
You know, I learned this trick when I was using a mouse on my Macintosh Classic back in the 80s. And I learned click, click. And I thought, that's a great way to teach people how to dock a boat. Click,
Wes,
click.
Tomorrow I'm going to teach you why there is no right click on the Mac operating system.
What do you mean there's no right click? My mouse has a right click. It's an illusion. It's not a real right click.
You need to use a little control button, okay, when you use the click to make the right click. It's a whole puzzle we'll get to after a good long rest.
Wes,
all right?
I want to break some news to you. When you transition over to Mac, you're not going to be using the control button as much. You're going to be using something called command, as in you command the computer to do something. But you should like that because it's more rules. Oh, I like it a lot already. I like
it
quite a bit.
They used to put an Apple button on it so you would understand what it is. And then they took the Apple off of it and thought, you know what? It's time that they learned on their own. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
It's got a great little icon. It's like a square with these little circles attached to
it.
Wait,
Sandy, wait. I'm getting tired. All right, that's enough for today. Class dismissed.
Yeah, all right. We only made it 5 meters out of the dock, but you know what? You look a little tired, so you know what? You go to sleep, and we'll have the chef make you some Branzino for dinner later on, okay?
Bobby, I'm psyched about Wes getting the boat off the dock, but do we need a sign that says student driver? Bobby, can we list all the things that you haven't known how to do this season?
Student anchor lifter? Student hitter honor?
Did I show you that time that guy was taking a shit and I used a fire hydrant on him? Bobby. So inside, the guest is talking to Hannah because they know each other now. And he's like, hey, good to see you, Hannah. And she's like, good to see you. So glad you came back. And he's like, so what about this new chef? She's like, oh, he's good. And he goes, what does that mean? She goes, nothing. He goes, you sweet on him? Because last time, I remember there was this chef and you were sweet on him. So, Jesus Christ.
It is Sky Masterson in the flesh. He's like, someone yelled slut at my girl and I had to leave.
No kidding. It's like, so you're still a whore who sleeps with every chef that comes on, right? It's like, geez, can they get one decent man on this show? Last week we had the fat ass who wouldn't even give a $200 tip.
Yeah. Hannah's just like, jeez. Listen, I have no problem with our chef. The only problem is that, you know, he lives in a van, and on top of that, he doesn't have spiky hair, so I really don't know what I'm dealing with anymore.
So, let's see.
So now, Adam, so now it's time to drink lunch. And the guests are drinking. They're drinking a lot. And now it's time to cook lunch. And I guess Hannah asks for like a menu or something. And Adam gets all chippy with her. And guess what he's making for lunch? He's making all sorts of grilled vegetables, including grilled green onions. So here's the thing. All right. The guests said they don't want onions. All right. Now, I understand. Let's say you had these big ambitious plans to make tacos. And it's like, I need to make my taco meat and I need to have onions in the taco meat because it's like sort of an essential aromatic, you know? I understand the quandary a chef would be in. But if someone says, if you say, okay, I'm going to grill some vegetables, probably the easiest way you could avoid onions would be to not grill green onions, which are not things that are commonly grilled in the first place. It's like you went out of your way to grill the thing they specifically did not ask for.
Not only that, he made it over a quarter of the dish and put them on top of everything else. So everything was touching the onions. He's just an asshole.
It was. I mean, that was an asshole move.
Chefs are known for being control freak assholes, but they have to turn it on with the guests, and they will hide shit. You know, I mean, if you're gluten free, be very careful eating out, because a lot of chefs will be like, fuck that. OK, yeah. It doesn't have gluten, when of course it does. And they feel like some sense of superiority when you don't die. And they knew you were a liar in the first place.
Yeah.
But this isn't even that. It's like blatant being a dick. You know, it's just not cool. He should get fucking fired. And I can't believe he didn't get reported for this shit.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised the green onions did not become a bigger problem.
And he says, Ben, he goes, well, if the recipe calls for green onion, or no, if the recipe calls for onion, then it has onion. I'm like, this is grilled vegetables. There's no recipe, fucking idiot.
You're a chef. You're supposed to be able to improvise in a way, you know, like you're supposed to work around these things. You know, good luck going on to Top Chef, okay, sir? Because guess what? They will tell you many times, you can't use this ingredient, because they're going to try to throw a curveball on you. And the fact that you cannot deal with the onion curveball means that you are not a Top Chef.
Yeah, this is the one who at judging yells at Gail. This is the one. Every time. It's always Gail that takes the brunt of this shit. And Padma's like, ha ha, Gail.
And you know, by the way, Food Network started airing this week, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited to see what idiots they have this year. Because there will be an idiot who's like, I didn't even know that these were green I didn't even know that scallions were green onions. When in the non-onion challenge, I thought they were top of lettuce.
Yeah, but this is just like blatant dickery. So he's watching on the monitor and he sees them eating and he's like, and someone says, I think this has onions. And
yeah, and he's like, I'll
and
just
he
pick
goes, but it's okay. I'll pick around. And the wife says, that is not okay. He's she like, goes, no, it's okay. No, it's honey. Not okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. So Adam sees and he's like, yeah, just eat those onions. If you build it, they will come. He's like, way to make. What was that guy's name who was in that Field
Kevin
of
Costner.
Dreams movie? Way to make Kevin Costner's like earnest dream a dick move.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to bring a baseball field to a town that doesn't want it to just like make them spend money on 10-cent hot dog night, you know?
Yeah. You know what? There were no scallions in that Field of Dreams.
Exactly.
None. Not even any onion grass.
And you didn't build onions.
Yeah. You didn't build onions. What you did was you made a very simple yet delicious dish, and you unnecessarily added grilled green onions. And I just, it really frustrates the grilled green onions really frustrates me, because it was the most easily avoidable thing. That was the one that like really did not have to have. It was so unnecessary. It did not really add anything. Like the dish would not have been hurt by removing those. Like just add. Grill something else.
He's just daring someone to fight with him. You know, he wants to fight with people. He's got an inner rage.
Yeah.
And it's not even suppressed. It's just like methy rage. It's gross. It's like he doesn't even know why he's mad. He's just always mad. So outside, they're trying to make a slide. They're trying to get the slide. And it's like a bunch of dumbasses never put a slide together before. And Max is like, okay, figure it out. It's like, would I rather do a slot or would I rather do a car furniture? I pick a car because at least you get meatballs with it.
I'd rather put a kettle on right now and have some tea.
So what do? They get the slide and Lauren's like, oh my God, post-lunch drinks. I'm going to prove to everybody that I can make drinks after lunch. And it works because Hannah's like, she's on the mend, as they say.
Yeah. Well, it only worked for about 2 seconds, but we get back to that later on. So, yeah, there are, you know, the slides coming down, the trampoline. Let's get that trampoline closer to the slide, okay? Let's let them be friends, okay? And then while they're pulling the trampoline, Malia and Wes are both on the jet ski together, towing the trampoline. And there's talk about how unnecessary it is to have two people on a jet ski. And this is clearly Wes making a move on Malia, etc. And so this is also just getting Adam annoyed. So
I love that they're fucking with Adam on purpose. Hannah and Bugsy are both fucking with Adam, and it's so funny.
Yeah, but so the plan is that the Novotnys are going to go see this waterfall that's up a river, and in order to go to the waterfall, they're going to have to take a ferry. And so Hannah decides that she's going to send Lauren off to take them to the waterfall, because it's a lot of work, and Hannah doesn't want to do it. So that's the plan, and as that plan is starting to come together. We also see that Malia is now wearing Adam's hat. So, like, the jet ski move was good, but Adam's hat maneuver was literally him marking his territory. And poor Wiz was like, oh, well, I thought I had it with the jet ski, but she's got Adam's head on it, and I'm afraid she has lice now. It's a real turnoff.
It's her choice. If she'd like to wear Adam's hat, that's up to her. I wish her the best and her face shading. So dinner prep, he's making grits with onions because you can only make grits with onions. That's what gives them all the taste. And a succotash, which is fucking onions. Again.
Well, succotash isn't onions, is it?
Yes.
Succotash is like a root vegetable.
Succotash is a vegetable.
Oh, succotash. Rutabaga. I'm sorry. I was thinking rutabaga.
Yeah. Succotash is like a vegetable.
Yeah. It's like corn and lima beans.
Yeah, yeah, but that's
childhood
the base.
Trauma.
And he's like, well, everything needs onions, and it won't be right without it. I'm like, then stop choosing recipes with onions, Adam.
Yeah, why don't you just, like, make corn with, like, some jalapenos and feta cheese and lime juice and salt and pepper, like, and olive oil. And just do that.
Not that deep, dude. So in the kitchen, Adam and Malia, she's like, oh, he said, how you doing? How's it going? She's like, well, it's okay. I have a late shift. And he's like, oh, that means you get to hang out with me late. And she takes off her hat and, like, swings her hair around. And she's like, this hat saved my life out there. And he's like, you're saving my life right now.
Keep going, girl.
Don't you have a bag of trash to hold while you're saying that to make it, like, more aggressively creepy?
So now Adam is really hating Hannah, by the way, because, you know, as we've seen over the past few episodes, Hannah is on Team Wes. You know, Hannah wants Wiz to get with Malia. And even earlier this episode, Hannah was the one who was like, well, you know, maybe you should back off because, you know, Wiz actually really likes her and doesn't want to just hook up with her. So Adam doesn't like Hannah saying these things. And, you know, he's been mounting a passive-aggressive campaign against her for the past, like, episode or two. You know, the always count on Bugs. So now he's going at Hannah by saying, like, it's kind of crazy. It's like 5 minutes before mealtime and she's like taking a nap and she's not going to show up until 5 minutes before service. And it's pretty lazy in my eyes. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You got two other stews who are capable enough, and they're capable enough because Hannah has, you know, vetted them, made sure they're capable, and she knows she can nap until 5 minutes before service time. I mean, what else is she going to do before 5 minutes? You know, what are you going to have her do? Take out the trash, you know? Gonna yell
no,
at her
she
somewhere.
Won't do that, but he's you know, it's like literally refusing to do his job, and he's only mad at Hannah because she won't help him get ass. Mm-hmm. He's such a pig. So yeah. Dinner seating, everybody's sitting down, and the main guest is like, to nipples, without them titties would be pointless.
Yeah. And
Jesus,
I was like,
Christ.
And then I'm not gonna lie, I was like, what a stupid gross joke. And then like 30 seconds later I realized the wordplay, and I was like, huh. I was like, no, it's still gross, though.
So, shrimp and grits.
And guess what?
She delivers. She's like, I'd like to serve you your fine meal of shrimp, grits, and onions. And the guest is like,
we have diced onions with a side of grits and shrimp.
And he's like, Hannah, this has onions in it. She's like, the only thing on the preference sheet is no onions, and you put onions.
So she brings it back, and I'm like, this is like the first plate that has ever come back. It's ridiculous. He's like, fine. So he makes a new dish, and he's giving like this weird attitude. And this is where Adam starts to do something weird. I wish I'd written down more quotes, but as he starts talking now, and he's like annoyed, and he's like muttering to himself and muttering to Hannah, he starts talking like an annoying superhero villain. Did you notice that? The way he would talk, he sounded like he was about to launch some terrible weapon at like Puerto Rico or something.
She goes, thank you. And he goes, no, thank you. Glad they're enjoying it. Real glad.
See, that's like, it's like bad villain dialogue right there. Real glad. Maybe they'll enjoy these onions. He presses a button and an island, you know, sinks into the ocean.
And he has nothing to say. So he just repeats everything she's saying.
Yeah.
So then you put it on a plate. Oh, I put it on a plate. All right.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Jeez.
I put it so much on this plate. No onions here, except the secret onions.
Except these chives I put right on top. So she takes out the second dish, and it has chives. And he's like, it's okay, honey. She's like, it is not okay. I'm getting up, honey. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he Adam in the kitchen is like, huh, did you tell him the grits have onions? Because that's the best part, asshole. And the wife comes up to Hannah and she's like, you know, everyone's talking and they said no onions. And then it shows the table and everyone's going, well, I said no onions. I remember specifically saying no onions. Me too. I wrote it on my sheet. No onions. Like, if there was caps writing in regular writing, it would have been caps locked. It said no onions. Smiley face. Anger fist.
You would have almost thought we didn't pay $25,000 for this.
Jesus. So she's trying to bring it down.
And this woman, you know, this is the sort of person that we would normally, like, make fun of a lot. But she actually approaches Hannah, and she's very nice about it. And she goes, I'm sorry, it's just really the only thing he can't eat. So could you just tell Adam? So then Hannah tells Adam, and Adam's like, ugh, new money. They think it's an opportunity to put people down. I'm like, no. How about it's like people living in a van going on a power trip with people who have money? How about that?
How about your job is to please people, idiot? Yeah, and it doesn't matter
understand
if they're
that chefs
poor
are artists.
Or if they're rich. No, chefs are not. Chefs
I understand that
they're repeaters, you know?
Well, I understand the perspective that I'm a chef and I'm an artist and this is the food that I'm presenting to you. But you're like serving the Novotnys from Oklahoma who are drunk off of so much vodka. Just give them the steak and potatoes they want.
And you're making grits. Can we please stop pretending it's the Mona Lisa? Okay? Please. He's such an asshole.
I'm serving you diced up pieces of Mona Lisa.
Yeah, and they'll be like, damn it, I said no ladies who refuse to smile in my grits.
But maybe she is smiling. Oh my god, this food is so confusing. It's a masterpiece.
It's like goddamn new money. So she handles it. I think Hannah even handles it pretty well. She's like, all right, they sent this back again because there were chives. So may I please make a request?
No onions.
She's like,
or anything.
Can they
the
have no chives and nothing from the onion family? New money.
New money with their onion-hitting ways.
Like, they're not making fun of your van house, okay? They're just asking you to perform the service you're here to perform,
the simplest
sir.
Thing. The simplest
so
thing.
So she goes, so please don't take it out on me. And he goes, oh, nothing from the onion family. I got you, slut. And she's like, she and Bugs look at each other like, dang.
What is happening?
And he goes, damn, girl.
And actually,
like,
to be
like
fair,
he's sniveling over there in the corner.
Although, to be fair, even I could tell he wasn't actually talking to Hannah. He wasn't calling her a slut. I could tell he was not talking to Hannah. But still,
I couldn't. It wasn't directly talking to Hannah, but when he's saying, I got you, slut,
yeah,
he knows how that's heard.
You still got to think about it. Yeah, like, you have to be careful. So it reminds me of this one time. I used to be the assistant to a big studio, like, head, like, honcho guy. Like, he was a guy who was, like, he would yell at me. It was 12 hours a day. I mean, I was, like, 23. I would show up, and it would just be, like, 12 hours of yelling nonstop. And I would dread that phone call in the morning, the first phone call. And I would, you know, he would be nice, but then he would yell. And then I was always so scared, like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? And at that time, my friends and I, we had this ongoing joke where we'd be like, hey, what's up, jerk? Hey, jerk, how's it going, jerk? And it was like some stupid thing. And so he was being, like, friendly on the phone, and he was being jokey, and we're joking back and forth. I was like, okay, jerk. And he was like, what did you call me? And I was like, I can't believe I called the scary boss a jerk right to his face. And I was just like, oh yeah, you know, it's like the slang these days, like where you call people jerks. It's like a thing people do. He's like, uh-huh. I'm not your friend. Don't use the slang with me. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So when I saw Adam do that, it was like instant flashbacks. So I was like, I understand. I understand how these things happen.
God, and it gets even worse because after he says that, Hannah goes, what did I say? And he goes, nothing. That's the point.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even make any sense.
Made no sense. Again,
and then
bad
Bugsy
villain,
leaves.
Villain
She's
dialogue.
Like, I'm not going to stand here for this. And he goes, no, girl, you can stay. Come on, Bugs. Like, ugh.
Yeah. And then afterwards, Hannah's like, you know, because finally he puts out a proper plate of food, and then they're happy. And afterwards, Hannah's like, I just don't like it when food gets sent back twice. You know, it looks bad on me. And he goes like, you've done this for 7 years. You should be used to it by now. Like, ew.
Yeah, and he's such a – I mean, God, she walks into the kitchen. And he goes, huh, you seemed a little worked up. And she's like, I don't like when the primary sends food back twice. And he's like,
It's just how it goes. You know that. And she goes, and I'd appreciate it. Please don't call me slut. And he's like, I use that word when I'm frustrated with my own life. Like, you damn onion slut. You know what I mean? And she's like, I doubt he was calling Rosemary a chive sluts, but all right, I'll go with that. So she goes, all right then, you can call the herb sluts, but please, not me.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and sluts.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, slut! It's like, well, you've just ruined a beautiful song, Adam.
Ah, new money.
I don't go to farmers markets on account of all the sluts on sale. And I'm talking about, of course, the herbs.
I don't go to farmers markets because all those farmers look at me like I'm some jerk because I'm new money to them, fucking poor farmers.
Like, no, it's because you drove an old crusty van in the middle of the farmers market and now everyone has to walk around it.
Like, sir, you cannot park your fuck van in the middle of the farmers market.
And by the way, what the fuck with him saying to Hannah, well, you've been working in yachts for 7 years. You should be used to this by now. How about, you know, you're a chef. You should be used to requests like no onions or a plate coming back once in a while.
This guy's a total prick, and he's really working hard on having, like, I'm a hippie. I just glue on my hair and ride a van around with bloodshot eyes and
downsized pupils. They're all looking through it now because they're like, well, we think that his whole, like California, like, groovy man attitude is clearly a fake. It's like, obviously it's a fake.
There's a reason this guy's not working in a restaurant. Some people want to travel the world. This guy just can't keep a job for longer than 6 weeks. Yeah. It's like, I'll take that charter and that's it. That's it. So I'll bet you anything he doesn't have a LinkedIn. You know, he's not going to have anything where people can review him. He's got like a Craigslist.
Yeah.
So now up in the drunken hot tub, these horny people are, you know, being horny in the hot tub and the guys are playing with each other's nipples. And then someone starts bleeding in the hot tub for whatever reason, which is not
Bobby's fireman instinct did not kick in, unfortunately. So they just bled out.
Yeah, because he didn't want to fuck any one of them. Bobby's a person who only saves the hot chick from the fire. Everybody else dies.
Yeah. So, the guests are wasted. One guy's walking around without pants, like his dick is out. And it's, you know, just mortifying for their
And then the guys go to bed together. It was weird. This show's weird and amazing. Okay, so then Hannah tells Wes, I might have to go to the liquor store in the morning, Wes, because they've already gone through 14 of the 20 bottles. And so in the kitchen, Adam and Bugs. So Bugsy is teasing him. She's like,
so I saw Malia in your hat today. I saw your tactics.
He's like, don't jinx it, slut. I'm sorry, I was talking to the hat.
It's made of herbs.
It's talking about my life choices, which was that hat.
Always count on Bugs to jinx it.
So let's see. The next Malia relieves Wiz, and then the next day.
So the next day,
Captain.
Yeah.
Captain and Bobby pull up the starboard anchor.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. Oh, doing a great job there. There's some weirdness, I guess, as they're planning on this expedition to the waterfalls, and they're making, I guess, Adam is going to make some cookies, and Bugs is like, well, they really enjoy peanut butter cookie moments, peanut butter cookies, it's the favorite things. And then they, like, zoom in on the preference sheet, and they, like, highlight peanut butter cookies. And I was like, ooh, is this going to be, like, an important detail? I feel like I'm Dr. House, and I've found something that's going to solve the whole episode. But they didn't really get back to it, and I'm wondering if this is going to come, like, next episode, it's going to be something like he made them chocolate chip cookies, but they really want the peanut butter cookies, you know?
He's probably going to find a way to put onions in those damn peanut butter cookies, just to spite their asses.
I'm just like, I really want to know why the peanut butter was highlighted. Like, why we had, like, a hole where the screen was grayed out, we had a little white bar around the peanut butter cookies. It's, like, driving me nuts.
Maybe just to highlight that she actually read the preference sheet.
I would say it could be just that, too. And that he does.
Who knows? But I love an ongoing mystery, so I'll go with that.
So now Lauren, you know, moments away from her big moment, you know, here she is for the past two episodes being like, I just want to prove to people that I'm more than a girl who can iron clothes. I can do a lot. I can handle a lot. I don't want to wake up Hannah because I want to show I can, like, handle all these guests by myself. And they're like, okay, great. You're going to go take them to the waterfall yourself. She's like, it's too much. Oh
my God. And Bugs goes, I think this girl, Lauren, has a middle name of Overwhelmed. It's a good one, Bugs. She was so proud of that.
Yeah. I don't know what her last name is. Schwartz. Lauren Overwhelm Schwartz. She's probably actually she's probably like Italian. Oh. Lauren Overwhelm Schwartz Napolitani.
So we get the docking between two boats. We could all die. I'm winning here with my fireman abilities.
Yeah.
And then they park it easily, and she's like, "Nicely done, Wes."
Good job. Now go take a nap. You deserve it, huh?
So Bugs comes up to Hannah, and she's like, "Hello, Hannah. Lauren is very scared, and I think we can send another stew, don't you?" And Hannah's like, "That is not her job."
Now Hannah gets mad. She's like, I think that Bugs is getting too big for her britches, and now all of a sudden she's the one making calls on who should be going where with whom and what and why. She's like, I don't appreciate being told who should go with Lauren. It's my call. And then they come back from commercial. She's like, "All right, Bugs, could you go with Lauren, please? Great, thank you so much."
So Hannah goes to shop in town with Wiz.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What about your love interest? What about your love life?" And what does he tell her about it?
I don't remember. Something like, "Rules, rules, rules."
And she goes, "That's fucked up." And I was like, "Damn it, I didn't even hear what he was telling her."
It was like, I don't even remember what he said. He was like, "Oh, there's where we can go shopping under the ivy."
She's like, "That's fucked up."
Yeah.
So the captain is announcing on the boat, "Well, departure's in 30 minutes." And he goes, "Well, Hannah Adam shouldn't have told me to have..." Oh, yeah, Adam. "She shouldn't have told me to have the food ready so early."
Well,
she goes, "Well, should we cover it up?" The captain.
Well, so a little bit more context on that. The ferry was supposed to leave at 12:30 and go up the river. And so Hannah told everyone, "Have the food ready by 12:20 so that way they can go like put it onto this ferry." Okay. Now, then Captain Sandy gets on the radio and says, "Okay, the ferry got moved to 1:30. All right. So now the food has been moved onto this boat. Not the ferry. The food has been moved onto the ferry. And it's just sitting there. And Adam's like, "Now it's sitting there spoiling. We're 2.5 hours away from bacteria death." I'm like, you know what? Geez. Like, have you ever seen a buffet? You'll be okay.
Have you ever seen a refrigerator? Could you bring it and put it on? I mean, what the hell?
Is it really... I mean, I understand, like, when stuff is left out, like, you don't want it just to sit there and, like, rot. But I think it'll be okay. And so he starts getting mad.
"These onions are going to really start to stink in about 2 hours."
Yeah, he's like, "We're 20 minutes in with bacteria, and we're 2.5 hours away from everyone dying." I'm like, maybe that's the garbage juice trailing down your back.
But one of the biggest dramatic moments does have a resolve in this episode. Oh. The captain says, "Did you get us some toilet paper?" She's like, "Yes." She's like, "Good, because I need a roll." I was like, "Yes, finally." I love when there's good, happy ending.
"Ate a few too many Branzinos last night, and I got to shit them out like crazy. Too much bacteria in that Branzino, you know, sitting out for 20 minutes.
And then, of course, the chef has to be a dick. He's like, "This is unprofessional, and Hannah's a hypocrite. She should have handed this off to Bugsy." And Hannah's like, "Well, it was supposed to leave at 12:30. And he was like, "Well, I could have put it in the fridge had I known." Okay, then I dare you to go fucking yell at the captain.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah, Hannah's like, "How could I tell you if I didn't know myself? I didn't know." He's like, "Well, you should have known. Bugsy would have known."
And he's like, she goes, "Well, you could have taken the initiative to find out." And he goes, "Well, maybe Bugs should be the chief stew." And she goes, "Maybe we could get a chef that can read preference sheets."
No, she's not even that. She goes, "Maybe we should get a chef that can read a fucking preference sheet." I was like, "Yes, Hannah. Yes." I'm like, "Adam, you don't realize Hannah is like a monster, and she's been so nice all season because you've been relatively respectful to her. But if you start with her, she is going to bite your head off."
Yeah, you don't want to go down this road, okay?
Because we haven't
Hannah has a friendly veneer that can be wiped right off as well, sir.
Yeah. If you look at last season, by this point last season, Hannah was on a tear. She was yelling at everyone. She's yelling at Danny, yelling at Bob. I mean, everyone. And she's been really, really contained so far this season. So Adam is about to uncork a monster. And
then what does he do? He goes back to the trash bags. Like, this guy has aggression that he takes out on trash bags. It's so weird. He takes a big big black hefty bag and starts slapping it, like trying to, you know, get the air into it or whatever, how you unfold it. He's like, like, okay, enjoy your crazy hefty moment. What is wrong with you? Why is that your thing?
Yeah, he it's gonna get bad because of the previews for next week. It looks like he it looks like he makes an onion soup for them. He literally makes an onion soup for these people, and I think they are not happy. I think they do not like it at all.
He really makes an onion soup.
That's what it said in the previews.
I turn them off on the previews because, you know, I'll be like doing a half an hour on the previews.
Well, I think he makes an onion soup and then people are upset and he's like, what? It was a joke.
Oh, Adam. That's not good. I hope he gets fired. I doubt he will.
I don't, because he is bringing,
like, you know, a mistake is an opportunity to improve.
Well, the other thing,
call this a teaching moment.
Well, the other thing is that he says that Hannah has a resting bitch face. He says it right in front of Captain Sandy. And she's like, oh, come on now, Adam. Come on. So he's really sort of spiraling out of control, which is how we like it.
Yes. Well, that was a fun ep.
Well,
what else
ep
we
is
have
not
today,
over?
Bien?
Well, here's what we have. Oh, you mean an episode of Below Deck. Well, it is Wednesday. So guess what? It's time for some listener spotlight.
Holler.
Spotlight. Yeah. So this is very exciting. It's a very exciting listener spotlight because it's our first male listener spotlight. Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. This comes from Mick Resendez, or as I like to say, Mick Resende. We met Mick at our live show. It's an adorable, adorable little man there. He's not really little. I don't know why I said he's little. Sorry, Mick. You're not little. So here's Mick, and let's listen to what Mick has to say. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm excited.
Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Ben. So this is now my fourth attempt, and I go along, so I've prepared notes. So I'm just going to read what I wrote. Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Ben. It's your nearest and dearest Mick Resendez. Where do I start? Well, I was first told about you guys by my roommate and best friend, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Say hi to Kelly. Who described Crappens as two WeHo gays that just talk about Bravo. And I thought, that's really stupid. And then I listened. And all I heard was leaf blowers and background noise. And I was like, this is really low rent. But still, I persisted. There was something so magical about you guys. I'm 32 years old and finally finishing college to become a teacher. I'm politically active, so I turned to you guys to escape from the seriousness of life, if only for a moment. One day, someone wrote to the Crappens mailbag about Real Housewives of New York cast being detectives or something, and Ben did a Ramona quote that to this day makes me cry with laughter. Ben said, oh my god, did you kill that guy? He was alive and now he's dead. If that wasn't enough, months later, at your show at the Sofitel, you finally explained who Geraldine Parsons Smith was. I literally almost crashed my car. Like, yeah. It was so funny. Anyway, Ronnie, Ben, you guys really are doing good work. You create an escape for us listeners. I remember finding comfort after the Pulse nightclub tragedy listening to you guys. And as many of us listeners will agree, you guys are two of my best friends. You guys bring so much joy to so many people. I feel so lucky to have met you.
Mick.
I'll throw back Thursday on Instagram soon to you guys when I met at your live show. But I just want to say thank you so much for letting me be on the spotlight. And since we all live in WeHo, you guys have a round of drinks on me, but not at Foo Bar. Ronnie is right. It smells like bleach, vomit, and bad decisions. Oh. Thank you guys so much. And I love my whole Crappens family.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, Mick. So sweet. He is adorable, by the way. He is
And it was
adorable.
So fun meeting you in real life at our show.
Yeah, that was super fun. That was so nice. And by the way, like, a lovely sentiment about, like, the Pulse nightclub and everything. You know, it's just crazy to us that, you know, we're just here being shady. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we show up to this podcast and all... We are just, you know, going through our notes, just trying to make something funny when there's like an unspectacular episode we have to recap. And, you know, it's like really kind of like an honor for us to know that we really can help people in ways like that when they are going through hard times or they are in like a state of sadness or whatever. So it's like it really means a lot when we hear things like that. So And by the way, that was also a really good Ramona impersonation, perhaps even more importantly. So good job with that too, Mick.
Heck yeah, boo.
Yeah. So if you want to have your 2 minutes on the Watch What Crappens, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up to support us at the Crappens Spotlight level. You'll see all the information there. And read all the rules, by the way. Be careful, because we don't want to ever overcharge anyone. So you have to read all the rules on Patreon and make sure you see what it is. We even though we're 5 days a week, we actually only do, charge for three episodes per week. So we just want to make sure that's clear for everyone, because sometimes people get confused, and you know, we don't want that to ever happen. So go do that if you want to participate, or just merely show up tomorrow and listen to our episode about Real Housewives of New York. We love you all. That was Listener Spotlight. And we're going to talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Love ya.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.